At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday, live from Cedars for Gift and Lincoln Day. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. We have a special mortgage promo going right now for the Breakers. Now through June 30th, when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi and close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lenzen, or Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank, you'll get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club, which includes a round of golf for four, cart rentals, and a one-night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino. You can call Chris, Adam, and Marlon at 402-436-2462. Mention the code BREAKERS. Pinnacle Bank member FDIC equal housing lender.
The same people that that would be involved in that great process will also want to be involved in this.
They will.
So you're saving money right now, hand over fist with the new refi. That gives you extra money to help out with Cedars.
That goes hand in hand.
Yeah. The best thing about Christmas is it getting gifts. It's giving gifts. That's what makes you happy.
That is true. And we are joined now by Jim Blue, the president and CEO
president.
Of Cedars. Jim, good morning. Happy Give to Lincoln Day
good
to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great to have you out here again. Really, really appreciate your help. Beautiful out here, huh?
Yeah. Thanks for the weather.
Thank you for ordering the weather up.
Yeah, this is incredible.
Maybe you guys can come to work at Cedars and help the kids. And you can have this every morning out here.
We could. That's possible.
Yeah.
That's possible.
I love talking to a president. Have you ever been a president of anything? I have not. I've never been.
I'm not.
No one's ever once said, I think Bill should be the president of this. Yeah. Never even thought about it. No. Jake Sorensen, yes. Have you been a president, Jake?
I have not been a president. Maybe.
So there's one president here.
There's no one. It's Jim. No, he sits down with us. He's Jake. The man. He's getting a cheer from the crew. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Your crew is cheering for you.
And we don't have a crew either.
You know they talk behind your back, though, too.
When you're not in the room, they talk about you.
Always.
You know
things.
They do it.
Yeah, they do.
If you're the boss, it happens.
We worked together for a long time. I know what they're doing.
Well, you told us the other day, Jim, that this is next year's 80 years for Cedars. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yep. And that's which is a huge deal. But it's all about today is big for making the future happen. You know, your donations today from the listeners at givetolincoln.com select Cedars makes Cedars possible. Can you just tell us the importance of this day in general for this year and in years past?
And I want to make sure I get out. Thank you, the ticket, for all of your help with this. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Lincoln Community Foundation.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, people of the community. This organization, you said, we've been around for 80 years helping kids. Beautiful day today because we have not only kids who are in our emergency shelter coming out and joining us throughout the day for lunch and such, but we have a number of alumni coming back. I think some of which are going to be on your show later. Too.
Beautiful.
So just a great celebration day. These are challenging times. We see in the media where government, federal, and state, we're going to reduce expenditures. That all sounds nice and such, but it has really hit home on the streets. I mean, our revenue as an organization is down by 25% from just 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. So we are all about not taking service away from kids who are homeless, kids who have been abused and neglected. So we are redoubling our efforts, and the community is all part of that, to maintain these services for the kids, even though the whole system is changing rapidly on the streets. So thank you so much.
So the importance of this day has escalated.
Yes.
Is that essentially what you're saying?
Yes. Every year is important, but this is a particular emphasis because I know the kids that we are relying on the community for us to continue to provide shelter for. Continue to provide child care for the kids of very low-income working families.
And you have how many employees out here?
We have, in the organization about 150 employees, and most of those are in direct service capacity. I just saw a longtime colleague leave and get in his car. He has worked the night shift in shelter for about 15 years, which is key and critical. I mean, being there with the kids at 2 in the morning, the night before they may have been removed from their parents' care. So it's a wonderful team here. It's the community's a team here. So please.
His shift starts at approximately 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
He was just leaving.
Wow. Just leaving. Yep. Wow. Yep. We call him the vampire. But
you have a couple of those, right?
So a couple of those, but so important for the kids in the middle of the night.
Now, we are on the front porch here. We like the energy of all the honking, people driving by, giving the cash. We were originally going to do the show at the new gym inside, which with the funds from 2 years ago helped make that gym possible.
Yep.
We'll be over there in a little bit, but what, just for those who are not here, what does that picture look like over there, the gym?
Thanks. So this organization with 2,600-ish kids a year that we serve, and we're home for a lot of those kids, we had no indoor place for kids to gather. In our shelter, when it's 10 below zero, that's 20 kids all together in a confined area. When it's 10 below zero, this is a wonderful blessing for the present and future of the organization. It's actually a modest-sized building, but it is built for the next 100 years, Steve. You and I were talking about that the next day. Because
it's good to hear you say that.
Our perspective is we will have a changing role in the future, but this is an enduring organization, and we're embedded in this community, which is enduring too. There's a little like yoga, wellness center type thing. There's a fitness center in the hallway, but the gym is fabulous. It's about a 70-foot gym. High school gym is maybe 93. Beautiful wood floor, because that's the best floor to last for 100 years.
Okay.
And you folks made that a reality, and we're dedicating it.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
9:30 today. Congressman Flood will be here. Senator Bozen will be here. We'll have a blessing for it, and we'll send it forward for the kids.
All right.
That's a big – so the public is encouraged to stop by for this. Is that correct or not?
Absolutely. Okay. All day long this afternoon, we're having open house for our neighbors. We get along really well with our neighbors around here. Of course, we've been neighbors since 1948. But they're coming over this afternoon to take a look at it. But the dedication and such is this morning. Stop by anytime.
So there's a luncheon. What else is all planned today?
We've got a young lady who was a resident in shelter for a number of years. She's about 24 right now. And she's going to drop by. She's doing great. Just got into the surgical tech program at Southeast Community College.
Good, nice. Good,
she's
good.
Doing great. And we're going to see if we can get her in a game of one-on-one against Alexis Markowski, who will be dropping by later too.
Well, oh boy. Really?
Well, we name drop there. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So all sorts of
fun. She's a hooper.
She was a really good high school basketball player.
All right. Yep. And Alexis is going to come
by. I played with her once.
Did you?
For like 20 seconds.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's tough. It's a tough sport.
Reminder, when you make a gift to Cedars, you're investing in an organization committed to finding the best way to care for kids in crisis every single day. There's a honk, someone driving by. Jim, if you had to explain Cedars to someone that has never heard of it before or been here, what's the best way to describe what you guys do here?
I think the way that I start thinking about the organization, and we're a pretty big organization. Again, 2,600 kids, and that's not a quick talk on the phone.
No.
That is kids living with us in shelter or foster care or one of our inner-city child care programs. Starts with our mission, which is why a good nonprofit organization exists, for its mission, not a profit. And our mission is about kids being safe and feeling safe, kids having stability. Everyone has tragedy in their lives. It's the stability that surrounds you that makes the long-term difference. If that tragedy sends you on a spiral, everything changes. And it's about family. So out of that mission, it's emergency shelter, it's foster care, it's apartments for kids, it's child care for the kids of working low-income families, it's after-school care in inner-city programs, it's a drop-in center downtown. It's a comprehensive approach all towards wrapping around kids to get them to feel safe and move towards family in the future.
When you say kids, what are the ages? What's the age range? When does it end for someone?
We have a significant number of kids who are currently pregnant.
Okay.
So there's two clients.
Yeah.
Yep.
All the way through 24.
Okay.
25.
There's care given into the 20s.
Yes, absolutely. Because, I mean, we know, kids coming from the most healthy and stable and family system, brain doesn't really develop until the late 20s.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah. Brain development science is now going to the late 20s. But a kid who has suffered the trauma of being physically abused, criminally abused, neglected, disorganized household, it might even take longer. So we stretch into the mid-20s as long as we need to be there for the kids. Many of these kids were like family for them. There's a young man who's out here yesterday, started in our shelter when he's 14. Some foster homes didn't work out. He was in shelter probably four times. He's in one of our apartments now. He works at a Casey's every morning at 3 a.m. He's in charge of donuts.
Right? Is that right?
Wow.
Yep. And he's just outstanding young man. He's on our youth leadership council right now, but we're family for him.
How many people are here permanently? Like when you mentioned the residential areas, how many people are living here?
In our emergency shelter, about 20 kids. On our campus, we built the Carriage House apartment program, thanks to you folks, about 3 years ago.
Okay.
That's another 8 kids living in those apartments, learning to move out into the community. But throughout the organization, we have 3, 4, 5, 6 sites in the Cedars footprint around Lincoln. And in a great team up in Omaha in office.
Cedars,
40 foster homes.
Cedars is a massive organization.
It is, and it's important for you to donate. GiveToLincoln.com/Cedars. We've had some – there's some items over there in the far corner by the front door. Is there some opportunities for people to – with donations to get some sort of prizes at all this year?
I think the kolaches are – for me and you guys.
Okay.
So we might want to protect those.
I saw you housing one over there.
Yeah, he ate it pretty fast. Yeah, he ate pretty aggressive.
That was Adrian that brought that down. Thank you, Adrian. I've been jonesing for that for a couple years.
A kolache.
I didn't know Grant was a big kolache area, but now we do. I didn't know that. I'm aware of Wilbur. Yes, Prague.
Apparently Grant, too.
Stop by. We don't give anything in exchange for a donation because it's a donation.
Right, sure.
It's not transactional. We absolutely need the support, but we've got some fun little things for people can pick up here and that type of thing.
Nice.
So, I just really appreciate you guys. It's so important we do this today. Yeah. We've got a goal. It's largely about increasing the number of donors here.
Oh, okay.
So everything helps. Everything helps because we're trying to build for the next generation as much as take care of kids today. So by increasing donors, we're building support for our successors into the future.
7:30, it's time to pick it up.
Yes. If you were out there, if you had not donated it, you don't need to donate a ton. If you have anything, please give to Lincoln.com. You can drive by, you can drop off cash like several have done so far, or go to the website and donate that way. Easy to track that. at givetolincoln.com on behalf of Cedars.
It's time now. We've kind of
yeah, pick it up, everybody.
Yeah, it's time. It's please. Time to it's time to step on the gas.
It's a day of giving. So let's make it happen. He is Jim Blue, the CEO, the president of Cedars. Jim, thank you so much.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. We'll be back here live from Cedars again. Give at givetolincoln.com. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Good job.
You're listening to 93.7 The Ticket, 7 hours of coverage of Give to Lincoln Day from Cedars at 66th and Pioneers. Donate to Cedars anytime, all day at givetolincoln.com.